From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, April 3rd. Coming up, we'll learn about the arts, culture, and entertainment coming to the Central Illinois area this weekend. But first, these headlines. Studying genealogy is popular in Champaign-Urbana, but the library services that make it possible are at risk. Earlier this week, the Trump administration put all employees on leave at the Institute of Museum and Library Services, or IMLS. Sarah Peck is a graduate student in library sciences at the University of Illinois. They say those federal cuts could impact archives that support ancestry and local history research.
A lot of archives don't have a lot of funding, and a lot of that funding comes from grants or IMLS.
Federal revenues made up over a third of the budget for some rural libraries in Illinois in 2022, the last year on record. Illinois Democratic Congressman Brad Schneider says he's been seeing, quote, a tsunami of concern from constituents since President Trump returned to office. Trump has enlisted billionaire Elon Musk to reduce the federal government's expenses and workforce. That's led to thousands of employees being fired and some temporarily rehired due to legal challenges. Schneider says he's heard from veterans and emergency service workers in his district who were laid off. The congressman told the 21st show he thinks Musk doesn't understand how the federal government works.
If he was hired to prune the trees in the forest rather than looking smart and thoughtfully at the branches that needed to be cut, he took his chainsaw to the trunk and his bulldozer to the roots.
Schneider represents Northeast Illinois in the U.S. House of Representatives. He also serves as chair of the centrist New Democrat Coalition in Congress. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is throwing shade at billionaire Elon Musk after helping a Democrat win a key Wisconsin Supreme Court seat. Dave McKinney has more.
Pritzker is celebrating Susan Crawford's win in a race with national implications. Her victory over Republican Brad Schimmel, who was backed by President Trump and Musk, kept the swing state's high court in Democratic hands. Since January, Pritzker contributed $1.5 million to the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, which in turn steered that same amount to Crawford. Musk headlined a weekend rally for Schimmel, donning a cheesehead hat and giving million-dollar checks to two voters. Musk said the entire destiny of humanity rested on the campaign's outcome. But after the race was called, Pritzker ridiculed Musk on social media. Elon Musk, Pritzker said, is not good at this.
This is Dave McKinney.
The State Board of Education says the U.S. Education Department revoked the approval needed to spend $77 million in federal pandemic relief dollars in Illinois schools. The money was slated to be spent at 27 school districts on services, including transportation for homeless children, technology for students with disabilities, and tutoring to help with learning loss. ISBE says this could cause services to be terminated. Officials say Illinois has the option to apply to get the federal approval reinstated, but say it's burdensome for grantees and still leaves services at risk. Still to come, we'll learn about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. Will Call is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly cloudy skies with a chance of showers and a high of 62 degrees, with a west wind 10 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of showers and a low of 46 degrees, northwest wind 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely and a high of 61 degrees, and east wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely and a low of 48 degrees, and northeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for Saturday, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely and a high of 55 degrees, with a north wind 10 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, as the Trump administration seeks to exert more control over higher education, from ending anti-discrimination programs to dictating curriculum and speech codes, college and university leaders are facing a choice: comply or resist. We'll talk about how they're striking that balance. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, April 3rd at 6 p.m., In Their Hands is playing at Savoy 16. This is a documentary about an incarcerated man's fight for freedom and explores the politics of parole in Illinois. The event is free. There's a talk back with the filmmaker afterward. Registration is suggested. You can find a link to registration for In Their Hands at will.illinois.edu and click on Will Call.
And that same day at 6 p.m., if you are a cat lover, you can do yoga with cats at Moore's Rescue Ranch in Champaign. Are you a cat or a dog person, Kimberly?
I am a dog person. Ooh. Having worked in the animal welfare world, mm-hmm. I am a lot of animal person. I have a cat. Mm. She's great. She also helped me learn that I am a dog person.
Mm. Does she do yoga with you?
Oh, I don't do yoga, Adeline.
Well, if you ever want to change your mind, again, visit Moore's Rescue Ranch in Champaign at 6 p.m. All bodies and skill levels are welcome to stretch and relax with the cats.
And on Thursday, April 3rd at 7 p.m., the Jaybirds are performing at Gallery Art Bar in Urbana. There's groovy jazz, blues, and some pop standards.
My analyst told me that I was right out of my head the way you described it.
The Jaybirds are at the Gallery Art Bar in Urbana at 7 p.m. on Thursday.
And on Friday, April 4th, at the Danville Area Community College, Little Woman the Musical. This show is happening at 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, April 5th, and then 2 p.m. on that Sunday, April 6th. Again, that is Little Woman the Musical at Danville Area Community College.
And on Friday, April 4th, Boneyard Arts Festival kicks off across Champaign County. This is a countywide celebration with local artists, businesses, and organizations showcasing the art of Champaign County. You can find a full schedule of events and participants at boneyardartsfestival.org. Just some of the events happening on Saturday for Boneyard. The Boneyard Arts Market is at the Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and goes through the weekend. And on Saturday, the Craft League Collab is at the Orpheum Theater in Champaign from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. and also goes throughout the weekend.
Also on Saturday, April 5th, there is the Prom Pop-Up Shop at the Housing Authority of Champaign County. This is a free event. It's running from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can choose a dress, shoes, accessories, and more, and also enjoy light refreshments and try on the dresses. That is the Prom Pop-Up Shop from 10 to 5 p.m. And on Sunday, April 6th, the University of Illinois Jazz Band 3 is performing at the Rose Bowl Tavern in Urbana at 7:30 p.m. There's no cover for this performance. Again, that is the University of Illinois Jazz Band 3.
For more information about these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call.
And if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And we'll talk to you next time. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, May Antar, Dave McKinney, Kimberly Schofield, and Adeline Moy. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.